man. Fucking nerds.
Nerds.
Right, welcome to You Guys Are No Fun. I'm Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
And we have Lorenzo's twin brother, Andres, with us today.
Special guest today.
Yeah, I guess I had to join in on this fun for once.
Yeah.
Since I hear about it all the time.
So, our listeners aren't going to be able to tell the difference between you guys. So, I want you to say your name before you talk every time.
No.
That'd be perfect. No.
Yeah, no. Don't do that.
I just want to see how
can
many...
Can I do the afterwards? This is Lorenzo.
Over. Episode 27, by the way. I had to look it up because...
Did you know we can't
never
keep...
remember.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you also got to remember that's always one of the biggest things is like not remembering what episode they're on. Like, come on, guys.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of drinking involved in this podcast.
I guess that does play a huge part in it, because after a while, you're just like, oh, they all kind of feel like they're mashed together at some point.
Like tips.
Yeah.
Mashing together tips.
You must be spending a lot of time together to say something like that.
It's all Ryan, which Ryan's out of town right now, and
that's
he
right.
is definitely mashing tips together, that's for sure.
He's in San Francisco, probably in a parade or something, dancing on a float.
All that glitter he took, I mean, it only makes sense.
He didn't pack anything else.
Yeah, just glitter, thongs, that was it.
It was weird. He tweeted a photo of it.
Yeah.
He's like, where are you going? San Francisco? Oh, that's all you're taking? Do you need anything else to take that?
Right? Just lotion and glitter.
Just have them both. Glitter, right? Glitter inside lotion. There you go.
There you go. Glitter lotion. They probably make that.
Well, at least that's what strippers always use. I mean, it only makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Smell nice. Look nice.
Sparkle a little bit like a vampire from that stupid movie.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Was that Twilight?
Oh, yeah, Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight. There you go.
So let's drink some bad beers, guys.
All right. Who's going to go first? Well, go ahead, Chester.
I have a Blackberry Goes. I'm going to give that to you.
Oh, congratulations, Andres. Those Goes are fucking bullshit. That's what they are.
A tart wheat ale?
Yeah, that's interesting. Real popular right now for some reason. I think they're disgusting.
Dude, do you know how many there are there? Like at the liquor, we were just there, and yeah. Dude, there's so many of those Goes right now.
I was at Petal House on Mill yesterday, and they had a Goes. It's like, ugh, why?
oh.
Not bad.
Tastes like a beer to me.
Well, you gotta explain it to us. How does it taste? What does it taste like?
It tastes very tart. There's not really a blackberry taste.
No.
It tastes more like if I would say anything, it'd be more like a wine cooler.
Let me try this thing.
Yeah, because it has like that wine cooler-y taste. Not beer at all. There's no, like...
It's just sweet.
Yeah.
Tart wheat ale.
And it's weird because it's like it tastes like a soda because it has, like, that fizzier, like, carbonation kind of feel.
No, I still wouldn't drink this shit. No.
Oh, I wouldn't drink it. I'm not saying I would drink it, but
it does have a very tart taste to it, though.
God, that's awful.
Yeah. It is awful.
So I'm telling you, dude, those beers are not worth it.
I mean, yeah.
Not at all.
I mean, 4% alcohol. I mean, ugh. Yeah.
It's not worth it at all.
Yeah. Exactly. You're like, oh, why would I drink this as 4% alcohol? But other than.
All right. Well, pull out your beer and.
I think that is nasty. I just don't like sour beers. All right. What do we got here?
Well, you can't hand that one to him.
Why?
Because I'm not going to drink my own beer.
Oh, I guess that is true.
Kombucha.
Yeah. So. Why I picked this beer was it was literally the only one on my shelf.
Fuck that hammer. For real. You know what? Here, use the hammer and open that thing.
Well, I'm just going to use the table at that point. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Kala Hard Kombucha.
Ryan built this table.
Citrus. What does it say? Hibiscus citrus?
Kombucha.
That sounds disgusting.
You're not going to be able to do that because how wide this bottle is. There's no way I can get it. Okay.
Well, that's fine. I didn't want to fucking use a hammer anyways.
Kombucha's like that. It's like tea or some shit, isn't it?
Yeah. So it has like a... Which is going to be weird because the hibiscus... I'm not too sure how this is going to taste.
Okay, it so here it's Kala Hard Kombucha with a hint of hibiscus lime. Sounds disgusting.
It does sound disgusting.
Oh, no. Wait. It is gluten-free, you guys. So
yeah, exactly.
Thank God.
That this may change my mind. You know, I'm now on a kick of being a vegan or whatever, so...
Well, at least for a few seconds, right?
God, dude, I didn't even have to put this next to my nose, and I can already smell it. You know this is a bad sign.
It just, that bottle alone makes me not want to drink it.
Wow.
Bad?
No. These lime beers that we've been getting lately. Oh,
God, it smells
horrible. Yeah, dude, for real. Like, it does not, it tastes.
So I must have done a good job coming out for my first time.
This is a winner right here.
It tastes worse than it smells.
What is that smell? Oh, it smells like pills. It smells like multivitamins.
Yeah.
That's what it smells like. Seriously. Oh, Jesus.
That is not good.
That is not good.
Wow, that's a good pick.
Oh, God.
And you can really taste the lime in this, too, which makes it even worse.
And no gluten, though. Oh, wow, that is awful. Wow.
That is
awful.
It tastes like if you were to suck on a multivitamin or something.
Yeah, that is a...
Like, it doesn't have any real flavor that I can think of. There's, like, no... Like, the lime is kind of there, but not really.
Yeah. It tastes like ass. That's what it tastes like.
And it's like those dry pills. It's like those dry vitamins that you, like...
All right, well, like we'll see. Ones. We got one more to go.
All right, what do you got for me?
When you have a whale on the bottle,
I hope it's still warm so you can have like a warm bad beer. Okay, it's a tart peach Kolsch. So here you go. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. From Ballast Point, which they have pretty good beers.
Yeah, sometimes.
Is that a... What kind of fish is that?
It's a whale, I thought.
It doesn't look like a whale. A trout?
I don't know. Tuna, maybe?
Yeah.
Tart peach Kolsch, German-style ale with natural flavors.
Usually these fruit tart ones are not good.
I don't like,
Whoa. Yeah, after I got the blackberry, the tart one.
Oh, boy, that is strong peach. That is strongly flavored.
I don't like peaches, so here we go.
That is not a good beer.
No, not a good beer at all. That peach was in another castle, bro. That's just awful.
Yeah, you can even smell that's that smells like a lot of peach in there.
Ugh, gross.
Wow. I don't know who came up with this idea, but it's awful.
The bad beer idea? It was Charles.
It's a good idea if you want to give someone a bad beer, but... Drinking the beer that you picked, I don't know if I'd do that all the time. It's kind of...
Oh, you have to taste it. Like, you pick a bad beer. Because sometimes we look for those hidden gems. Those hidden gems are the ones that are worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I got one for you, I think, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
Here, let me see. What's...
That peach, though. God, that's... I don't know. I think I'm the winner today because this is trash.
That kombucha. Ugh.
I didn't even see how much alcohol is in that one. This one's 5.2.
4.5 straight ass kombucha. Thanks.
Well, you got that lime flavor in
no,
there.
No, I don't. No. I don't want no lime flavor. I don't want no flavor.
Right? I just want my beer to taste like fucking beer.
Oh, yeah.
This is disgusting.
I'm just going to try to put it down. I would have to say...
Take your medicine.
last week,
couldn't even finish that rose.
I couldn't. I tried
the framboise rose goes. Ugh.
God, dude, that was so bad.
Ugh.
Compared to these ones, that one was way worse.
Was that another? That was another Goes beer, right?
It was. Yeah. It was, and it was awful. It was strict because I don't even know.
Get rid of this.
It hurt my teeth.
It was that bad.
It hurt my soul. It was that bad.
Like a little part of me died after drinking it.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up. This is so disgusting. But it's better than that.
You want to switch? I mean, we can.
After he's taken two big gulps out of that one, let's switch. Like this bottle's still almost full, but
I've taken one decent gulp out of this. That's about as good as it's going to get.
We'll just mix them together. And
oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm glad
that's what
that
we're
going to
start doing from now. We're going to get one big container and just dump them all in.
Oh, dude.
And then I'll have crazy straws and just drink it together.
It's like one of those fish bowls that you just see at the that place in Indiana. I can't think of it. The shark place.
Where
you
land have sharks? Those,
yeah.
Land, yeah.
Where they put the shark in the bowl. They do like the, I guess they're called the bar mat shots, but they just put random stuff in there. It's disgusting.
Ugh, the bar mat. We called that bar sweat, where you just dump the bar mat into a glass.
So gross.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. Never, I've tried to get bartenders to actually do that, and no one would ever do it.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't going to drink it myself.
I wouldn't either.
I was trying to get a shot for someone else to drink.
Usually you hear people doing it on, like, their 21st birthday, just, like, going someplace and seeing if they can get them to do it.
I tricked a guy into drinking. I found a shot online called a Mexican yeast infection. And it was a prairie fire, which is tequila with Tabasco, and then a scoop of mayonnaise on top.
What? Why?
And I got a bartender to make that and serve it to a guy on his birthday. He was like, I even told him beforehand what it was, but he was so drunk. he drank it anyway. And then he's like, that was pretty good, except for whatever that shit on top was.
I can only imagine, like, getting that. And if you were that wasted where you don't even look at it, you're just like, whatever.
Right.
Like, no, hell no. And I hate mayonnaise, so I know I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
No, hell no.
What about with Miracle Whip?
Does it really?
They do have a distinct different flavor. So, I mean, it could change everything.
No.
Oh,
you
man.
Guys will probably try to convince me. Dude, that's fucking Cool Whip on the top there. Hell no.
Right, it's whipped cream, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's white, it's fluffy, it's cream, whatever you want to say.
Brian would probably want all kinds of different types of cream on top of his shots.
Well, being in San Francisco more than likely makes sense.
Right. So,
so bad.
What have you been up to, Lorenzo?
There's a new free game out on PlayStation. It's actually an old PC game called Terra. That's all I've been basically playing right now.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's super easy. It's probably one of the easiest MMORPGs that I've ever played.
Okay, it's an MMO.
Yeah. And
I would take the RPG portion out of it.
I mean, it's a...
It's like, it seriously feels like a scrolling...
There's some hot babes in it.
Okay, so the girl that I'm using, she uses, like, these gauntlets that, like, are power fists. I guess that's what they're called. And you see their armor, and you're like, it's basically like a thong and a corset. You're like, sweet. Like, really? I can't even watch my own character without being like, wow.
Right?
But it is super easy. Like, they have these dungeons, and I think this is the first MMORPG that I've ever played where, like, in a dungeon or, like, a raid or whatever, if you die, you can pay gold and res yourself. Like, you don't even have anybody res you or anything. You can just res immediately. Yeah.
Huh.
So it's, like, it makes it super easy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a 2 or 3 year old could probably play it and beat the game.
Does it cost of resing increase, or is it always the same?
No,
price?
It's always the same.
Really?
Always, yeah. So, and gold is so easy to make in the game. It's like stupid easy.
So it's just a stupid easy game.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like I said, it just feels like a scrolling game. Like you don't have to search for anything. You literally feel like you're just progressing, like through the game, like by stages, going just forward. There's nothing hard about it.
No, and like I said, I mean, I what has it been out like for a week and a half now?
Yeah,
I'm almost maxed out.
Well, the bad thing also is yeah,
you love that that's so peach. Gross. So
gross. But the, like with me, when it launched in 2011 or 12, I can't remember, is when I played it with a bunch of friends, and it also was super easy to level through because we had a friend who's also really good at video games. He maxed out in a single day, where he went what? From. Yeah,
yeah, it's from pretty easy.
Zero wow. to 65 in a day. So,
holy shit.
I mean, it kind of doesn't make it good on the MMORPG aspect of, like, most games make you fucking grind. Like, you are grinding. And it's not, like, an easy grind. It's, like, 3-4 days to gain a level when you're that high up. But this, it's like, no, we're going to get you through the game so you get towards the end game stuff. And that doesn't make it fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you know, most games like that are hard, you want rested XP just so it would help you level. Like, hell no, this one I can stop for maybe like an hour and go back and gain like 2 or 3 levels and not even think about it. It's super easy.
Huh. And is the end game any good?
The dungeons are, like I said, it's so weird because
there's no punishment for losing. I mean, you literally, like, you could res yourself, so you don't feel like you could lose at all. And the bad thing also is you don't have to travel to get to these end dungeons. You literally have to stand in a courtyard and do, like, I choose to go to this dungeon. So you just click on it and it just teleports you there. So it's not very, it's not fun. Not to me at least. I just
Well, and it's just funny, like, that you say that. But, like, when you think about, like, we played Lord of the Rings when it first came out. And the raid that we always used to do was the Rift, and that shit was fucking hard. Like, 12 people, as soon as you died, you wiped, and you'd have to start it over. And it's like, God damn it, guys, like, get your shit together. We need to fucking beat this shit.
But it wouldn't
took
even
days.
Be
it took days. Like, you couldn't, like, it wouldn't be something, like, super easy. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to beat each boss, and depending on how good your setup was, I don't think I've ever beat it without having, like, a legit, really good setup.
Yeah.
And in this one, if you die, like, you resin yourself, like, you really don't need a healer. Because you can just, okay, I fucking died. Boop, I'm back up.
Res it full health.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, there you go. And you're back into the fight. And most of these classes heal themselves. Like, the girl that I'm using, she has heavy armor. Whatever, I mean, it's a corset and a thong. I mean, you can't really say that's heavy armor. But she has heavy armor, and some of her damage immediately starts healing myself. And then she has, like, a huge heal that can actually heal herself. So I've already done one dungeon by myself, and it was, like, okay. Like, ooh,
yeah,
real hard.
Too easy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
I never really enjoyed the raids. And like, I played World of Warcraft, and I played the Old Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the only two that I ever really got to endgame in. Mm-hmm. And I don't like having to schedule shit.
Yeah.
Having to depend on other people to complete things. Like, because you always end up with someone who sucks.
Yep. And you're always relying on that. Because, like, we were in our guild or our clan or whatever, we were one of the better two people in it, and I ended up having to switch my class. I was a healer, which I hated that class, but I was a really good healer.
In which game?
Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And I was a really good healer, and I ended up switching to a tank because the people who we had tanking were just, like, I'm dying so fucking quick because I'm healing you guys, and, like, I get aggro in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Well, they couldn't figure out how to steal aggro from me, and once I switched over to a tank, like, nobody could steal aggro from me.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, as soon as somebody ripped it away from me, it took me, like, maybe a second. I didn't even give it the enemy time to even look at you before I had it back.
Nice.
Yeah, so it really made a huge difference. And, like, when we played with certain people, it was just like, dude, all I need you to do is fucking do your job.
Right.
And we'll get through this.
Yeah. But they've even taken away that aspect of it. Because now it's like, even before when we would play, you still had like a progression stage. Like, going back to it, even WoW's doing it now, where they, like, pretty much force you get to that end game. Because everything gives you experience. Fucking crafting.
Yeah, which is so stupid. I don't understand that. Like,
collecting material. Like, it doesn't make any sense because the best part of playing an MMORPG is the difficulty of it. and for you to take the difficulty away from it, you feel like it. There's no like self of achievement when you come to games like that because you're like handed everything now, and you're like,
and what's the business model like? If the game is easy, no one's going to spend money on microtransactions. No.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what everyone's hoping for.
It's a free-to-play game, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, other than, like, this one, like, Terra, if you spent money on it, the way that they get you is you get, like, different mounts, and you get, like, an extra character slot. So that
yeah, which is so stupid. Okay, so a character's one character slot.
Well, you go from 2 to 3.
Big whoop. Okay.
Yeah.
There's like,
it should what, be like unlimited characters.
Yeah,
slots
that's what I'm saying. If I'm going to spend $30 on it, yeah. Well, give me more than one slot.
You know that they're going to even charge you again when they do an expansion because they're already missing 3 characters.
Right.
So when the game comes out and you say you have 2 slots filled, or if you pay the money the first time and you got that 3rd slot, you're going to pay another $30 to get a 4th slot or a 3rd slot. Just so that you could continue playing with the new characters.
Yeah,
so,
and that's kind of like...
Or unless you delete a character, which I highly doubt people are going to be like, I wasted all this time to get a character.
For me, I'll fucking delete a character in a heartbeat because I don't think I'll ever pay money for it.
Yeah. Well, not when you could go from 0 to 65 in a day. I mean, it wouldn't really...
Oh, yeah, it's not... like I said, the game's so fucking easy. Like, you could easily get there if you really grinded. Like, I could grind out... I think I... grinded out almost 40 levels in one day. And that was just playing it like a normal person, just running past and just doing like dumb bullshit quests.
Yeah.
But it's like, do I really want to spend my time grinding that much? I mean, I could. I don't want to.
It's always the grind for me that I like the most, the leveling up and the doing the quests and all that
stuff.
But if you're,
like a true grinding game is you taking...
But yeah, it takes
like,
a long time.
Yeah. Not where I can... power level myself and not have anybody helping me and get to fit level 50 in one day. Right. Like that's
it should take okay. a month or so to get to right? the top level. Yeah.
Right.
And you lose a lot of friends in that month because you spend most of your time on the game. I mean, that's the only way that an MMORPG should work, right?
But you make new friends in the virtual world.
Yeah. In-game. And those are my only friends right now. I don't care about you guys. Like, how's your dating life? I am married in this game.
I have a blood elf girlfriend.
I have some kid running around in here, too. I don't know where he is.
That's right. You have I got my minion here. Goes everywhere with me. What about you, Andres? What have you been up to since the last time you were here?
I've never been here before, so I guess.
Oh, I mean, that's wise. Well, okay. You failed pretty hard when you came over for the Nintendo Olympics. So,
I wasn't expecting that. I mean, seriously, when I came here the first time, it was kind of like a shock because you see a bunch of grown ass men playing Nintendo games. I mean, you aren't expecting that
it's competitively.
Just, exactly.
Yeah,
competitive. That's the thing is, you get here and you're like, oh, this should be fun. When you start seeing people like talk shit about games that you played when you were a child, and you're like, oh, this is how this is going to go? I guess let's go. I mean, like, let me take the gloves off real quick.
Right? It was a good time.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time.
Especially because I won.
Wow. Yeah. This is just,
I came in third place.
I
got to
put that in there. I won. I probably came in last. I don't even remember where I was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that came in last. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Well, if you're not first, you're last.
Oh, well, yeah.
There were 15 runner-ups.
I guess that is true.
So what else? What else?
So we just watched the Solo trailer, and I got to say, I kind of want to see it, even though one of us here does not want to see it for the dumbest reasons.
I don't. Dude, it's not the dumb reason. Like I said, it looks like Fast and the Furious Star Wars edition. All I need is
what's wrong with that?
All I need is
I know.
All I need is
how many Fast and Furious are there?
7 or 8?
8.
Is it 8? Is it 8 now?
The last one was Fate F8.
Oh, that's right, Fate.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. I didn't even think about it that way.
Fate of the Furious, or
yeah,
whatever
something like that. Yeah. No, what I see in those movies is Dominic Toretto really holding his family together. And you know what? If he was in this and came out with like a souped up Falcon next to the original Falcon, That'd be some legit shit right there. You got, you're not double clutching and all this other stuff in your Falcon. Come on, bro.
Han Diesel.
I mean, I guess
I need that. I need that in this trailer for sure.
I think it looks interesting. I mean, the Rogue One was fucking awesome.
I still haven't seen it, really? So I can't knock it.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so we talked about it before. I know it's on Netflix, too, and I'm like, there's other stuff on there that I'd rather watch.
The only thing is like, I felt like Disney has forced me to see so much Star Wars stuff that it kind of deters me from watching it.
Yeah, you're just getting a little burnout on Star Wars.
I mean, it's everywhere.
It's the same thing with the Marvel movies. They're pushing these two franchises the hardest right now, and it feels like
they're making them a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's the only thing that they're really pushing. Like, what's the most original movie that has came out recently that's done well?
Jurassic World.
As an original movie. I like how. All right. If that's the route we're going.
Oh, wow.
I was thinking like something completely different, like Under the Radar, but no, we're just going straight to
Indiana Jones 5 coming out soon. A couple of years.
Oh, my God. That was the best answer. Jurassic World.
You know what I can't?
Perfect.
I would think like probably the most original movie to make the most money as of recent times was probably gonna say Get Out. I mean, that movie made a ton of money, and
need to see that.
You still haven't seen that?
No. It's really good.
I would recommend that.
It's really good. It is really good.
It is definitely a very good take on just like multicultural relationships, and it also gives like a good take on like a classic horror kind of feel to a movie, which I kind of liked.
Yeah,
because I'm in a multiracial relationship, and there are moments where
multiple races are there in this involved?
Oh, I don't even know. I mean,
what's your wife's ethnicity? Is she just Caucasian?
No, she looks Asian. Yeah. If you ask me, she looks
have a little bit of Asian look to her.
Yeah,
but she's white, right?
Yeah, she's Polish and German and something else. I can't remember.
That's a lie. She looks like she's totally Asian.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, and it's hard because, like, with her, she was adopted, so she really didn't know for, like, the longest time what her background was at all. Yeah. So that was kind of interesting because you definitely look at her. I mean, she's very short, light skin, mm-hmm. and then dark black hair. So you can definitely tell that there's that Asian feel, but...
Well, the Mongolians and the Huns invaded pretty far west.
Oh, well, yeah.
So it's possible. There's some.
She could have some Genghis Khan.
No,
ancestry.
We all have Genghis Khan, right? It's like every like 1 in 11 people have Genghis Khan's bloodline somewhere.
Exactly.
So typically, when you talk to people, you're may or may not be like related to them somehow or some way.
That's pretty awesome.
I have. There was this Mexican woman at the restaurant I used to work at who called me Chinito because for some reason she thought I was Chinese.
So, I'm like thinking about it. I'm like looking at you and I'm like, why?
I have no idea. But like one of the managers was Mexican and he's like, are you Chinese? And I'm like, no, why? It's like, well, the cook or the dishwasher calls you Chinito. And I'm like, okay, I don't know why. I mean, I squint when I laugh, so maybe that's it.
Maybe. I don't know. But that's pretty interesting. You were just like, hey, Chester, white guy, Chinese guy. I just don't see it. Don't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
I don't either.
Like, I mean, not even close.
I've been called a ginger, too, and I don't have red hair, so...
It's probably because of your red face. That's about it.
I have red facial hair. It's kind of reddish.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
But he probably does the same thing as exactly as your wife, Josie. When she starts to drink beer, she gets...
Oh, am I getting flushed?
Yeah.
Might be it. That might be the Chinese portion of it where maybe. You get the red face. Oh, man, it just only makes sense.
Maybe. So we all saw Ready Player One. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yep.
What'd you guys think?
I liked it. Yeah. I liked the feel of it, the nostalgia.
Yeah.
All the video games, Just the references that they really put into the game. It wasn't anything near what the book was, and I think that's what made it really good.
So you have read the book?
Yeah. And okay. It just made it. It's a different.
You like that it's different.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it that it was different. I mean, if they followed the book, like, because it was the same thing with what was the other one, Ender's Game. Mm-hmm. Like when they try to follow it too much, it just doesn't seem to pan out that well.
Right. Cause, I mean, a book has a different pace.
Like, yeah. Right.
Can't fit a whole book into a 2-hour movie sometimes.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but I kind of got the sense that they wanted to take this more into like a franchise route instead of just leaving it as a single story. Cause it kind of left the ending to where you kind of get that feel of like, oh, this may or may not be of how it ends, because it does have that like lingering feeling of there will be like a multiple movie setup or whatever they want to do with it. And that's how I kind of liked it, because that's the aspect that I would have wanted it to go. Unless they made like how the Harry Potter books are, where they just expand on the book series and make multiple movies. That would have been the only other way that I thought that they would get away from having just a single movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I really liked the Shining homage. That whole, it was
that 20 was hilarious.
Minutes in the hotel. That was cool as shit.
Yeah.
But one thing that bothered me about the movie was, it takes place in 2045, but every single pop culture reference, obviously, is from before,
right?
Like, to year 2000 or 2010, at least. There, it's like there's no new pop culture for the next 30 years.
The only one that I noticed, and she's probably the most popular recent character, was Tracer from Overwatch.
That's right. Tracer was in there.
Well, and they but also had Deadpool in there, too, when he's walking with...
Yeah, but Deadpool's like, dude, how long ago did Deadpool come out?
Deadpool's been around for a long time.
But Deadpool didn't become popular until recently, so you gotta think of that aspect, too.
It's because nobody reads comic books anymore. Like, how long has Deadpool been out and actually a character? Like, I mean, I was Deadpool, what year was it? The year before the movie came out?
No, I thought it was a couple of years before. Well,
okay, so a couple of years and maybe one or two people knew who I was.
Yeah, that is true.
And then you go out and you're like, oh, there's a Deadpool movie? Like, really? Yeah. Fuck off, bro. Like, he was a cool character before he even hit the big screen.
I think there was a one year at Phoenix Comic Con, Ryan had a running Deadpool count where he would tweet or post
take a picture of him or
every
something
every single time he saw Deadpool, and it was like in the 30s. There were so many
really?
Deadpools.
Yeah.
I wonder,
he's
like,
a popular character.
Well, like on my aspect of that is, I wonder if that goes with my take on them trying to expand on the movie. Like maybe it'll go like generationally, where maybe like the next one will get like a more modern take on it. Because you got to think, when he made that game, he was making it for a certain generation.
Right.
So maybe now that this kid has
his favorite stuff into it.
Yeah. So now I'm thinking, well, maybe since we're going, if they do make another one, it'll be more like generational, where we'll get maybe like an update or something.
Well, I'm sure. Obviously, they can't see into the future and add pop culture references that haven't happened yet.
Exactly.
But I just thought it was kind of a failing in the story.
I could see that end of it.
Like this 15-year-old kid, his favorite movie is Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, like why keep some of that original movie when you could have totally changed it up and made it? Like exactly like Jumanji, how they updated that. Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen it, but I heard it's great.
I want to see it. I haven't seen it either.
Oh, really? You guys haven't seen it yet?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good for what you get out of it. Because
it's so updated, right? Like it has
nothing to do with
the original, right?
Other than them talking about Alan like maybe one time, but other than that, like it literally.
Oh, they refer to the character.
Yeah, they refer to the character. I think once or twice
Robin
in
Williams
the movie. Yep,
character. Nice.
And I think it's just like a tip of the hat kind of thing to him, because obviously he would have Head and Tails a better movie than the second one, but
yeah.
They kind of have to give their take because he's no longer here, so they have to say something about him.
Well, Robin Williams is a hero of mine. Like, that really hit me hard when he took care of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but, like, to think about his range as an actor. Yeah. Like, we always used to make fun of Andres because he was in photography, And when he came out, what was that movie?
1 hour photo.
Was it 1 hour photo?
Every day.
Oh my
you guys
god!
Used to say so. Trust me, I remember these. They haunt me.
But yeah, like how creepy was how creepy was he in that role?
He's so intense. Yeah.
Never ever saw him like that.
Yeah,
but you always saw him as like this super funny guy, and like I even to this day I will always think of like Mrs. Doubtfire as like one of the best movies out there. And even though like people are talking shit about it, like how are you talking shit about this movie?
Oh, you mean Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. I just don't understand how you can talk shit about somebody who did like so many great family movies, and I just can't see it.
Well, even like not even just family movies, he did like the serious ones with Patch Adams and the one that his son dies of suicide.
I love that movie. What Dreams May Come.
Yep.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
No.
He also did. What's the one with the... It's a Dead Poets Society, right? The one that he's a teacher. Oh,
yeah.
That is, like, by far my favorite movie of his. Oh, because yeah, when he's standing on... When they're standing on the desk... Oh, dude. My captain, or whatever they keep saying.
Yeah.
A great movie.
Robin Williams, you're missed.
Real quick, though. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you guys. Because I actually got into an argument on Facebook about this.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody's really upset, which I can understand why. There's an actor playing two different superheroes in two different movies that come out almost at the same exact time. How do you guys feel about that? It's Josh Brolin. He's playing Thanos and he's playing Cable at the same
time.
Well,
they're both Marvel, but owned by different studios. I guess no.
Not anymore.
Disney now owns Fox.
Yeah.
I honestly don't give a shit.
I mean, not like he looks like himself in either one of those roles. So
yeah, but
well,
like
I am irritated with the way they made Thanos.
Oh, he looks by so far, stupid.
They changed the way he looks to make him look more like Josh Brolin.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I'm not real happy about that. Like they could have just had him do the voice and kept Thanos the way he looked,
like all CGI the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, like when they first, I can't remember, when he first came out, like in one of the movies, he looked great.
Yeah, he looked like he did in the comics.
Yeah,
was that the one that he's sitting on his throne at the end of it?
Yeah.
And then they started...
I can't remember which one it is, but he looks great in that picture. Now they keep coming out with these ones.
Guardians, I thought, is when he's sitting
on the... It is Guardians.
Like, there's the original one.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And here, like,
this is actually just...
They even change his skin.
Yeah, like the purple that they had picked and everything, he looked so much better. And then now,
Josh
like,
Brolin with pink skin, purple alien dude.
Yeah. What I don't like is, out of all the people, like I like Josh Brolin, but I understand that where people could be upset where he is multiple characters because then
in the same universe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I mean, like, what's his name? The guy who plays Captain America, Chris Evans. He was
the Human Torch,
Marvel character. No one's complaining about that.
Yeah, but you also got to think he was a Human Torch like 20 years before he came Captain America. So
yeah,
the timelines are a little bit different.
So you're saying because they're coming out at roughly the same time?
Yeah, roughly the same.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Eh. I don't care.
I don't care. Either. My thing is like and this is probably what drives me most on this is I don't see Josh Brolin playing Cable as well as some of the other characters that they had picked to play that role.
I think Josh Brolin should just be every character in every movie.
Can he please be Black Widow?
Yeah. It'd be like the John Malkovich of movie superheroes.
I don't think he looks bad as Cable. It's actually kind of a cool...
Yeah, but some of those, like, Jeremy Lin would have been awesome. Or,
I like Pierce Brosnan.
Or Pierce Brosnan. That would have been cool, too.
Pierce Brosnan, really?
Yeah, yeah. The picture of him as Cable was...
Oh, that's Josh Brolin, so...
When they showed the picture of Pierce Brosnan as Cable, I was like, I could kind of see that. Oh, I forgot he was Jonah Hex.
Yeah, what? Terrible. Terrible movie.
I don't even remember that movie.
It was so awful.
Oh yeah.
Don't even waste your time.
It was pretty bad. But I forgot that he was Jonah Hex.
see.
Yeah, Pierce. When I saw the Pierce Brosnan one and the Jeremy Lang one, I won't lie, that one's pretty good.
Jeremy Lang,
but when they
Pierce Brosnan,
what this?
Well, they did the yeah.
That one was pretty good.
I don't know.
He just has that like. They're trying to make him look rugged. Yeah, that one's the best one. Really?
He's just—he's not big enough. He's kind of a. I mean, he's British, so he's weak.
Yeah. You can't say that because 90% of these superheroes now are British or some European.
That
descent.
Was just a dig at Kay Center, one of our biggest fans. Oh. He lives in the UK.
What was the other? Jeremy Lang and then Ron Pillman? Pillman?
Ron Perlman. I could see that.
That was the other one. Oh, I think.
Well, yeah, because he just. I mean, I wish they would have finished his. Hellboy series off. That would have been
this,
nice.
This guy was campaigning so hard to be Cable.
Yeah, I know.
Before the movie even came out.
I thought he would be perfect.
I thought he was a shoo-in.
Like, he would look good as a character.
Like, him in what was it?
Avatar.
He was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, dude, he was such an asshole. And then what's the one where he was blind?
God, I just watched that movie not too long ago.
I don't know.
Don't Breathe. That's what it is. Yeah.
Where
he's just crazy good in that movie. So I could have seen him, but is he? Did he die in Avatar? I can't even.
Yeah,
remember.
He died at the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, so he can't even be in the existing the new one. Ones.
No.
It's. I was disappointed to hear that he wouldn't be Cable.
I was actually disappointed too because I think he like visually, like he fits in my mind as a perfect Cable. Like character.
Oh, you got the blind side.
Just like, why is there a guy drinking a 40?
Especially because it says beers on film and it's like it was supposed to be an underage kid.
Beers on film beer. .com. I own a couple of those .kid domains.
Jeez. Just don't look them up here.
Oh, God of War? You guys want to talk about God of War?
Yes. I'm so amped for this game. It's like
it's getting killer fucking reviews.
Oh yeah, I was even talking to a coworker that he was thinking about going and buying a PlayStation 3 so that he could play the first two
originals.
Yeah, because he found a remastered one on a PlayStation 4 for the third one, but he can't find the other two. Which I guarantee they're going to do like one of those HD collections like after the fourth one. Because, for you know, people are going to play this fourth one and they're going to be like, wait, there's an original three?
Now I have to play, play the originals.
Exactly. Because, you know, people are, I mean, even though you're going to get a different story out of this one, you still have to play those first three.
They're amazing games.
Yeah. Like, Kratos is probably one of my favorite characters of all time.
Yeah.
The guy's just a fucking monster. And then you were able to, like, if nobody knows, spoiler alert, you actually become the God of War and just fucking rip through all the Greek gods. And just, you have no care in the world. You just want to
murder
everybody.
Every god.
What brings it about is Ares. I mean, the way he did his family. Man, like, you knew he was coming for him hard. And then it was just like, you never thought it would take off like this, which I kind of like that they waited so long to do this, like, Norse mythology.
Oh, yeah, the Nordic mythology. Yeah, that's pretty fucking sick.
I think it's going to be fantastic. Well, it's obviously fantastic. It's getting huge ratings.
I think out of most reviews right now, it's hitting 10 out of 10.
You guys think maybe 2018 Game of the Year?
Probably.
I would throw it up there
There's a lot of good games coming out this year.
I would probably throw it up there for sure.
I guarantee you will probably hit it because you're getting like the nostalgia from other people. Mm-hmm. Plus, they said that they also kind of did away with a lot of the cutscenes. So you get a lot more gameplay because most of these games nowadays, you get just a ridiculous amount of cutscenes because they want to show you.
God of War 3, there's like 2.5 hours of cutscenes.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it. When we did an episode on it like years ago, I didn't have time, obviously, to replay the game before we did the episode. So I just went on YouTube and watched the cutscenes, and it was like a 2.5 hour movie.
Well, they should have made a movie about it.
You were just watching it, and you're like, "Wow, this is really good, like,
right?"
Yeah, and it is. It's a really good. It's really good. Just watching even the cutscenes, like it's.
And I did play the game, but to as a refresher before we talked about it on the podcast, I went and. and found that on YouTube, and it's worth watching. If you don't have time to play the game, watch that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm actually curious, because they were talking about, so there's coming out with four different difficulties, which they did in the original one.
Is it by color of your skin?
Yeah.
Like South Park? Because, I mean...
No, they're not going to do anything like that. But they're doing the same thing where they came out with the original one. You beat the game on one of the three.
And then you come back and go in God mode?
No. God mode, no. God mode would just... You wouldn't die ever.
No,
Was it nightmare? Or was it brutal?
I thought it was God or something at the end of it. The difficulty.
I can't remember, honestly.
It would make sense.
Because you become a god, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean...
But traditionally, God mode is invincibility.
Oh, yeah.
So that's... I think that's where...
Yeah.
But...
Fuck your God mode. But yeah, they say, like, the fourth difficulty for this one is super hard. Like, even the people who made the game are thinking it's too hard, and most people are not going to want to play it that way.
Oh, I'll probably play it.
I don't like playing games on the hardest difficulty.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the only way I enjoy some of them.
That's why, and I wanted to actually touch on this, is I've been playing Bloodborne.
Oh, yeah? How do you like that shit?
Fuck that game, dude.
I just hate that everything can fucking kill you so quick.
Right?
It's like, oh, wait a minute. That guy barely touched me. How the fuck did he kill me?
I finally, you have to go fight the first boss before you can start actually leveling up your stats. Yep. So I knew I was going to die, so I just went in, let it kill me, and then was grinding and leveling up and getting my character better. And I went and fought it again, and I, like, seriously was about to fucking kill it. I had full health, and then it grabs me and slams me on the ground 5 times, and I'm dead. And there's no way for me to escape its grip.
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what you're talking
about. Fuck this. Fuck this game. I'm done forever. I might go back to it.
That was exactly how the Dark Souls or Demon Soul, because I played that one. And when you start out, it starts you exactly like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And you walk into the room and you're like, is this a fucking boss? Like, yeah. I just put the disc in. Like, what the hell?
Or you didn't get your dead sign when you just put the disc in? Because that's usually how those games
for
are.
For real. Like, as soon as you walk into the room, you're like, fucking dead.
Like, and I found, like, an NPC that's out in the first area and accidentally attacked him. And now every time I go near him, he fucking just murks me.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure... Yeah, that's the only bad thing about that game is it has, like, a knowledge of just wanting to kill you every chance.
Yeah, because I'm like...
Like, hi, bitch. Bam, 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 bam.
I come up behind him, and I'm thinking he doesn't see me, so I attack, and then all of a sudden turns around just, like, talking shit to me as he just murders me instantly. It's like, no, run away. Can't run away.
And that's, like, one of the few games that I like that... The difficulty is so high that it's so hard to, like...
I had heard that Bloodborne was not as hard as the Demon's Souls
games.
Oh,
no, it's not.
And so I was like, okay, yeah, I'm totally down to give this a shot. It's steampunk Demon's Souls, and it's supposed to be easier, and it's fucking hard as fuck.
Yeah, it is. Whoever, like, the writers of these games specifically made them where, like, if you're, like, an avid, like... trying to solve puzzles, basically, because you have to learn a sequence.
Yeah.
And that's how you beat these bosses. Like, you have to figure out, like, oh, this is how he's going to attack. Let me roll around him, and I can only attack at this angle at this time and then run away. And then you got to come back and, like, you're healing.
You can't button mash either.
No.
Because I'll be like, I'll tap the attack button 3 times, like, just, like, attack, 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 and then try to dodge, but I'm still doing the 3 attacks that I told it to. So fucking aggravating.
Yep.
I'm like, no, cancel those attacks and dodge for fuck's sake.
Can I cancel? Can I run? Can I? Nope. Anything? All right. I'm just going to get fucking killed. Fine.
What class did you pick?
I don't even remember. Like Lone Survivor or something.
Oh, something like that. Yeah. I can't even remember all the classes. I think there's like 8 of them or something like that.
I was reading that it's best to start with a class that has high endurance. Which I read that after I created my character.
Oh, of course you did. You were like, oh,
which guy should I make? Oh, not the one that I fucking picked?
I started playing, and it was like, this is harder than I expected. I don't know why I expected it to be easier. I'm going to look at a beginner's guide now, and that's when I read it.
Oh, geez.
So I thought I could just jump into the game and be decent.
Well, yeah. Wasn't that how most people are? They're like, oh, I fucking play video games. I could jump into this and be good at
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were actually talking to one of our coworkers, and he's like, oh, I told him, like, dude, okay, so there's a game that just came out that's free on the PlayStation Network. Download it because you think you're so good at these games that are, like, super hard. I want you to come back and tell me how it is. And I could guarantee if he did download it that he would just he would get so upset, like, it just wouldn't even be funny.
Oh, yeah. No, I get frustrated as fuck. I'm just like,
motherfucker!
Damn it!
Well, I mean,
so many souls!
Yeah. But that's the thing, though, is, like, it's a rarity that you get a game that hard that people actually want to go out and buy.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I like about it. Because even now, like, there's a lot of games that I play that aren't anywhere near as difficult as I thought they would be. And then you go and play them and you're like, holy shit, this game is hard. Like,
yeah.
Definitely, definitely makes it fun. It's like when you go back to an old Nintendo game that you think you could just crush and it just kills you.
God, I still can't get the timing down for Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Fuck that guy.
What is it? I heard you just have to last a minute and a half, and then he gets tired, and you can whoop his ass.
Oh, really? Really?
But no,
that minute and a half. You can't even last a minute and a half.
Well, I don't even remember. I won the Nintendo Olympics was whoever I was up against. It was Jamie. Just had to outlast Mike Tyson longer than the other person, and he won the first time, but it was best 2 out of 3.
Yeah, because you didn't lose any
other times.
Yeah, if you just outlast.
Right.
Can I run around the ring? Like, is that an option?
23 seconds is how long I think I got. Supposedly, someone had just recently discovered that there's, like, a camera that goes off in the background.
It's the guy that stands up.
Someone stands up right before
Throw a punch.
Yeah, that's when you should dodge. Like,
So you're supposed to look at the background and not Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone in the audience stands up, I guess, right before Tyson swings at you, and that's when you need to dodge.
I would do horrible at that.
And it took like 30 years for someone to figure that out.
Yeah, but do you think like you're going to have enough aware all? It'll be like, that motherfucker.
Oh, I got to look at something.
Yeah, is this guy about to stand up?
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he stand up? No.
Did he stand up?
Oh, I'm already down.
I'm going to look it up real quick. I want to know which guy.
It's one over on the right side by Mario.
I was just surprised at the one friend that knew the fucking code off the top of his head.
That's
pretty crazy.
He probably looked it up the day before.
So someone in the top right, you said?
I want to say it's top right.
Or is that camera flash?
No, I don't think it's a camera flash. I want to say it's a guy that actually...
I don't know. There's just a bunch of faces.
Yeah, it is a bunch of faces. But you'll like if you watch the video, like he actually like stands up.
Only thing...
Maybe it's this one right here. Maybe it just elevates... A couple of pixels.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy. Like, you can hardly even tell.
I don't know. In all these pictures, it's in the same place.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No matter what, even if we tried it today, I'm probably sure none of us would still be Mike Tyson.
Oh, hell no. My reaction time isn't good enough for that shit.
The Lost in Space series? I'm curious about this. You said you've seen 2 episodes on the dice?
I have seen 2 episodes. So they've changed quite a bit on this, which I was rather impressed with because you see Lost in Space and definitely like the time frame and everything. But this one, I think they've done like more like cultural changes, which I think I kind of liked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I remember the original series. I remember when they made the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really curious. Oh, with Joey? I watched the trailer for this, and it looks like they changed a lot. Like, instead of having just this stupid robot that protects the kid, it's like an artificial intelligence life form that they discover on the planet.
Correct. And it's weird because I don't think this is really going to affect anything, but the way that life form, like how it meets the kid, is like a good way of how... the series starts out, like, because it essentially, like, there's more than just one of this life form, I guess that I should say.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
So it's definitely interesting how he comes to meet the alien or robot or whatever you want to call it in the beginning of the series, which is kind of nice.
Well, you're only two episodes in. I doubt you can spoil anything, really.
Sorry. Well, no, because like the interaction with the kid and him, it that.
Well, don't spoil it now. Yeah.
It's surprising. Is it?
Oh yeah, it's definitely surprising because okay. You weren't expecting it to be that way. Because then it kind of has
now
this,
I am
this flashback now moment. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go home and watch it.
Now I'm gonna go home and be like, "This is what I expected." Now.
Yeah.
No, all right, I want to check that out for sure.
It does look good because I'm actually really interested. I still haven't seen anything yet. I haven't even watched the trailer yet, so I'm really into it.
Yeah, I've been rewatching Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's the best show
I
ever.
Love Bob's Burgers.
I just love that every TV episode they have a different specialty burger. And there is a cookbook that's out there that actually does all his specialty burgers, which
oh, really?
I'm curious about.
He
trying.
Always has the worst names.
Oh, the worst names. But they seem, some of them seem pretty good, but you never know.
What was it? I just remember the one, is it Halloween where he comes out with the human flesh one or whatever?
It was like the very first episode.
Was it the very first episode?
Yeah,
from the funeral home next door.
Yeah,
because Luis had spread a rumor at school that
human
meat. And then the health inspector comes in and she had made the burger of the day, like the child molester burger, came with candy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It comes with candy. Like, what the fuck?
The show's just so crazy. I love it.
I'll have to rewatch some of that because it's hilarious.
Have either of you played the South Park 2, the second
game?
Yes. It's good?
I haven't played the second one.
So
I really want to play it.
The second one's a lot different than the first one because the first one, you're just like the king, I guess, essentially what it is when you're going through the game. Mm-hmm. Well, the second one, since you're a superhero, you get to pick between three classes. One's the brutalist. The other two is, like a speedster, like a Flash kind of person. The other one is, I think, like a shooter type.
Yeah.
And the brutalist is more like a punching up close. But the only thing that I would say that's hard about it is it gives you like squares. So when you're like standing in this grid, you can only attack certain ways. So it'd be like you go from the side and it kind of bounces in like almost like a triangle. Instead of like hitting something like right in front of you, you have to bounce and then go around it, which is kind of weird. So it makes it like a circle.
Hmm.
But
I played the shit out of XCOM, so the
grid,
grid style RPG, I'm fine with.
Oh yeah,
but is you have all ranged weapons in that, so maybe this is
not,
unless you choose a shooter.
Yeah,
is that the one that people talk so much shit about? The XCOM, yeah, where like they keep showing the image of them shooting and the bullet will be going at the person.
Oh yeah.
And it goes up and over the person.
That is exactly how it is.
You're like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah, you're like, because everything is, it's an RPG, so there's a percentage success rate. And you could literally be standing next to the enemy in the next square and shooting a shotgun at them and miss.
Perfect.
And have like a 95% success rate for this shot, and they still are somehow able to dodge your fucking spread shot. It's frustrating sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I could only imagine being like, this
is also
game.
One of my favorite games of all
time. Oh, really?
Yes, I love XCOM 2. So good.
Yeah, that's all. I'm curious now, because it would, I don't think it's percentages like that. I think it's mainly you're just going to hit it regardless, but it is definitely set up exact same way, which is going to be kind of nice for you. You'll actually enjoy that. Because there are moments where I'm like, are they standing where they need to be standing, where I need to use this attack, or should I use something completely else?
Yeah, I need to check it out.
Oh,
I loved the first one.
Aren't they coming out with an expansion here soon for that one?
They already did.
Oh, they did already?
Yeah. Oh. That came out, like, I think it was like a month ago.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah, which wasn't, the expansion wasn't too bad. I got it just to see how it was, because like lately I've been just playing just random games because I get so bored with certain games and I'll just go back to that one. It seems like the only game that I actually keep going back to.
Yeah, South Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's high praise.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I definitely like the first one. I think that the things that they needed to make better in the game, they definitely did in the second one.
Yeah.
Even though it's still like, it feels like a small game because the map's just tiny as hell. So,
well, that, and it's not really, they're not hurting for money, so it's like they're, this game is like their side project, you know? It's just like, oh.
Is expansion free or no?
No.
No.
No, I think they did the same thing like all other games where they do the season pass type of thing.
Yeah.
but it's cheap because I know they're probably not going to put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Just the animation alone, it's they save so much money on it. So.
Yeah, I know.
I just think that one is just crazy because, like, when we touched about it earlier with the difficulty based on your skin color, I mean,
that's pretty funny.
It is
when
hilarious.
When I played through the first one, my character, I made him a black Jew.
Oh, nice. Oh,
perfect.
Because the Jew was a class that you could choose, yeah. Which fucking killed me. And then I was like, well, I have to make him black. Because why not?
Because why not?
But that's the thing is, it's nice is it even goes back to you being the king is how it starts out. Because mm-hmm. Cartman's all pissed off that everything's going around this king, which is you. And he wants to make his own game or his own like other game. So he starts making the superhero thing, which is hilarious.
Nice.
So it's kind of nice, especially because you got to see like the, what is it, the Coon Lab or the Coon Cave or whatever it is. Pretty funny.
I love that. This show is just offensive in all the right ways.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially when they put it in video game form where you get to do the most of the interaction. Definitely funny.
Nice.
Except the one thing that's been driving me crazy about it is you get like, I'm not going to say like style points, but you get like stars and like bonus points for using all the shitters in the town. So you literally go in all the bathrooms and you're trying to take dumps and you have to do like
Button. The pooping side game that they had in the first one. God.
But it's more intense because you get like 3 stars on each toilet. So every time you go into a house, I'm like sitting there getting frustrated. I'm like, can't you shit better than this? Like, come on, get the 3 stars. It's all I want is the 3 stars.
Wow.
Get your shit together, man.
And that's what I was like doing the whole time. And that's Josie, great. My wife's just looking at me like, really? You're doing this again? That's all you're doing? You're just going around to people's houses using the bathroom?
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Thank you, South Park, for that. Making a game out of taking a dump.
You might as well. You got to make that money.
I love Matt and Trey. Those guys are geniuses.
Yeah. I can't believe they're worth a bunch of money. I was looking it up the other day.
The one thing that I am just blown away by is that they've never got into movies.
Like a little bit.
They did a little bit.
Did
like
you
they
see
did.
Orgasmo?
That was his own thing, though. It wasn't like somebody went and said, hey, I need you to come and play this character. It
and
was
I guarantee,
his original writing.
Oh, you mean they've never, I mean, other than basketball.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
I mean, like, the only time I've ever seen either one of them in a movie was when he did
Despicable Me.
Was it Despicable Me? Oh, yeah, when he was
The villain.
The villain, that's correct. When Trey Parker was the villain. I forgot about that. But I couldn't remember them ever being in anything other than, like, a big blockbuster movie or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've done all their own stuff. So, what is it? Team America and the South Park movie.
I love...
South Park movie. I mean, it's really just all
basketball,
him.
Orgasmo.
Basketball was by far my favorite movie of theirs.
Yeah. But I don't know. I bet they've been offered stuff.
I can't imagine them not being offered
things.
They're
so busy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, how many episodes of each South Park season do they come out with?
Yeah.
And when they originally did it was just the two of them, right? Like, I don't think they really did.
The very first season, I think, was just the two of them, and it was all with paper cutouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I could only
fucking time-consuming was that?
Yeah. Per episode?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I mean, once they had all the cutouts made, it was probably easier, but still, how fucking time-consuming, because the mouth matches what they're saying most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and they spend some time doing it, and then, I mean, ever since, like, the years have gone on, their production and everything has gone way up.
Yeah.
But still, like, they still, like, especially, I guess, Trey Parker is really the one that's the driving force behind it. And Matt Stone even says, like, dude, that guy just wants to make this super successful.
Well, he has. I mean,
yeah.
Look
well,
at it
I
now.
Well, I mean, even they've never strayed away from what they do. Like, if there's a huge topic that everybody's, like, talking bad about or going on about, like, they hit it out of the park every single time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they don't care.
Well, they do take the voice of people that really don't give a shit, and they put it on TV for everybody to feel like, yeah, that's how exactly how I feel. Like, I don't really care. about some celebrity that just had a kid or or stupid crap that no one care about.
I wish more people would be like that. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like just talking shit every fucking day.
Yeah, they're awesome. Last thing on my list here to hit is the Nintendo cartridge full of drugs.
Okay, so this, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but once you told me that someone found one with, what was it, like $5,000 or something inside?
I forgot about the King of Kong. We can talk about him too, but yeah, the Nintendo cartridges thing.
How much money? How much was it?
There was
one that he said it was like $5,000 that they found inside there.
Yeah, it was a separate person. They just bought golf for NES at a garage sale or a flea market or something, and for whatever reason took it home and opened it, and it had $5,000. The oldest bill in there was like from 1985. So that cash had been inside this cartridge for probably 30 years.
Oh, yeah. So I'm guessing,
I guess I'm going to be going around to the flea markets from now.
Right? Like
just
all
cracking open Nintendo cartridges.
All these retro gamers and game collectors have a new...
Knowing your luck, you're going to find the one with all the drugs in it, and you're going to be like...
That's $5,000 right there.
Fucking sell it, dude.
Okay, Walter White, like seriously?
Hey, is this stuff pure? Because, I mean, I could make a profit off of this.
Right? Now, the guy who found the drugs immediately called the police.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. But the guy who found the $5,000, I would not tell anybody.
He took a photo of it.
Posted it.
Posted it? I don't know, man.
Like he's going to lose out on the money.
Dude, you just bought a golf game.
Right?
Yeah, but if I bought a golf game and I found 5 G's in it, I'm still posting that shit, too.
Shit. Seriously.
What are they going to do? They can't take the money from you. You bought it fair and square. I bought this game from someone.
Is it one of those things?
It's money. It's legal tender.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things like people like always say like, oh, I bought this game and I just so happened to find money in it? Or is it one of those things where people are like, I bought this old NES and I found a Super NES out of the...
Yeah, it's not like Reddit where they mess around like that.
There it is. I was looking for the damn article. Just packets of drugs inside. Like, I don't know... I have never opened an NES cartridge, so I don't know. Is this that's how like, big?
Yeah, that's
dude,
the card.
Do these things still work?
So you're talking about...
These?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're...
I know that one year...
You guys haven't taken these things apart to spray paint them?
I think that they are. Older ones, that they took them apart and spray painted it, but...
You could lift it up and see if the card's in there.
One year...
Yeah, the card's still in there.
I don't think Ryan gave a shit, and he just didn't even bother taking it apart. He just spray painted it. So I'm not sure.
Because he said one year he bought like all the same game, right?
It's like the cheapest Nintendo game you can buy. It's I don't even know what game it is.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be bad.
It could be the cheapest, but as soon as you crack that baby open.
Right? $5,000 inside. Cheapest NES game.
Why even...
Metroid?
Blaster Master, Ninja Gaiden. This is just a list of... Maybe it was Clash of Demon Heads.
There's no way Ninja Gaiden is on there as one of the cheapest.
This is just a list of Nintendo games. Yeah. Contra, Super Mario. Yeah, these aren't cheap games. Anyway.
Because I was...
Don't we still have our Contra?
Yes.
Marble Madness, there's a classic. No, Snake Rattle and Roll, that was my favorite.
Really?
Snake Rattle and Roll.
I love that game.
I had some of the most frustrating times with... Marble Madness.
God,
that
fuck
one,
that game.
That one and Burger Time. Man, I cannot like.
I don't even. What's the highest level we even got to in that game?
I don't know. It was
it's not.
If
high
it was
at
a playing a game with you, especially me and you in Ice Climbers, I've never wanted to hurt someone so bad in my life. It's like, oh, I understand you're fucking sliding, but seriously, you got to time your jumps better. I mean, that's the only way you're going to get higher up in the level.
I mean, come on, dude. That was like how many years ago? Let it go.
No.
Let it go.
It ain't ever happening.
Classic. Sibling rivalry.
Oh, yeah. Only at its finest.
How long have you guys known each other?
I can't remember a game that we played together that I didn't want to kill you.
even now when we play online like games.
Monster Hunter.
And yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, dude. I can't really. Like, has there ever been a game that I've just been like, dude, 2K? You're a really good. No, fuck 2K, dude. Like, I mean, you're okay, but sometimes it's just like, come on this. Fucking get the rebound. Get the rebound.
Oh, yeah. I know, as a small forward against a center, it only makes sense. Like,
well, it's only the same thing with me. I'm pretty sure, like, dude, you're a sharpshooter. How are you missing that wide open three?
Yeah.
But I can't think of a game, like, recently or even in our past where we were like, damn, you're a really good player at this game.
Never. You can't compliment a sibling ever. I don't understand how you think. You're trying to think of a time that you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. No, it'll never happen. We'll never be on the same level at any of these games.
Okay, so, well, no, because I think I was the one that beat that
game.
I'm
going to go pee while you guys work this out.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, like, the only time that we've ever, I would say maybe Gears, like when we were playing against, like.
Oh, other people online?
I would think that would be the only time is when we're playing against other people. Because the competitive side on both of us would be so high that we're always trying to beat other people.
Yeah, I know. What was the one? Did I beat Guacamelee at your house, or did you beat Guacamelee?
I beat Guacamelee. You came over to help me with the trial levels.
Okay.
Because I couldn't beat some of those, and you came over to help me for that. But
I don't know. Every single time I think of like strategy games where it's trials or anything like that, it's fucking Mario Maker, and that makes me want to rage so bad.
Well, I've never played Mario Maker, so.
Yeah, I made you play that one level with me. I made you help me get through that one spot that I was stuck at, and I think after that, I don't know.
I just can't, like, I wish I had bought a Wii just for that. Because I would have probably played a lot more if I had had it. But now that I see all the games coming out, I don't think I could have put that much time into Mario Maker like some of these other people have.
Oh, dude, like Mario Maker, which now that you bring it up, like I rage quit Mario Maker more than I rage quit anything. And then we were talking about Bloodborne coming out, or that it was free. And, dude,
isn't like, that
rage quit. So now that they're coming out with Dark Souls on the Switch, I can't wait to rage quit in public.
Oh, yeah.
Like, be sitting at a table, be like, motherfucker! Like,
just so upset.
Fuck this!
Yeah, totally.
Like, how did I make it all the way to this boss, and this motherfucking guy just, oh, whatever. Do you want some water? You want a refill? Like, no, like,
I want my check right fucking now.
Like, I can't wait for that shit, man. Like, how many people do you know that play these, like, super hard games, like, and that they're going to be out in public, like, just wanting to play a video game?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
On an airplane.
Oh, dude, on an airplane is going to be the fucking worst. I can tell you right now. I could only see myself gripping my controller and just, like, sweating. Like, you know how your hands get sweaty, like, during certain things. You're, like, just like, oh, God, I just want to beat this guy. And then you don't beat him. Rage.
And then you don't beat him. That's the best part of it.
I think what pissed me off so much about fighting that boss in Bloodborne was, like, this was my first time trying him again after I knew I was going to lose the first time.
So thinking you got better?
And I was, like, this fucking close. So close. I used, like, all of my potions. I used all of my Molotov cocktails. Like, so went through everything, and he was almost dead. And I had full health because I just healed up with, like, my last potions. And he just grabs me and just done.
Yeah.
So pissed off.
Yeah. That's how that game is, man. It's, the worst is the mimics. If you get to, I think they're in Bloodborne. I'm not too sure. They all kind of combine together.
Like classic style mimic, the chest that attacks. Yeah,
because those are the ones I hate. Where you're like, oh, finally, I get a loot chest. A box, and then you get there, and you're like, why are you attacking me? Like, all I wanted was the treasure.
Anything you guys want to talk about that we didn't hit?
We didn't get to talk about the Donkey Kong record.
That guy just looks like such a fucking douchebag.
I know. Yeah.
Billy Mitchell. He just sounds like that kid down the street that you want to beat up.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the, like we were talking about in Pixels? What was the guy's name?
I never saw
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Oh, the Dink, yeah.
Yeah, but what is this character?
Something like, Blaster. Like Master Blaster?
No, Master Blaster's from fucking Mad Max, bro.
No, he has like a... No, I understand
is that. Maybe Eddie Plant.
Yeah, but he has a nickname.
Yeah,
that
he has a nickname in the thing.
It looked like the worst movie ever made, so I didn't want to see it.
It has its funny moments in it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it does because it's pretty fucking stupid. Video games, there's like parts of it that actually are enjoyable of it. Because you know when the world needs to turn to video game nerds, they're not the best people to turn to. But
yeah, video game nerds are horrible people.
And when you have to rely on them, it's just not the best idea.
Well, that was the thing. Is like this guy, they made a documentary about this guy.
Yeah,
because of his like high score in King Kong.
Right.
When did he set that score?
Dude, so it's a long time ago.
This says, let's see, these marks included a score for the 1981 arcade game Donkey Kong, as well as scores set between 2005 and 2007. So, about 10 years ago. But some other fucking nerd
went through and noticed.
Was just rewatching the gameplay footage over and over again or something and figured out, hey, this is what it does on the emulator. And then called him out.
Yep.
And like they did this whole big fucking like trial.
Do they actually go that deep into it?
I don't know. There's like officials and shit with the Twin Galaxies
Twin Galaxies is the one that like
does all the records or recordings or whatever.
It says using this evidence, Twin Galaxies has determined that at least two of Mitchell's scores were achieved via emulation. Among these scores are the infamous King of Kong score of 1,047,200. In 2005, Mitchell sent a low quality VHS tape with that score, shortly after another player, Steve Weeb, had surpassed Mitchell's earlier first place score. So someone else beat him, and then he immediately like responded with footage of him setting a higher score. Convenient. And then that movie came out in 2007. I don't know.
It's kind of messed up.
I just don't care about these people or their fucking scores.
Yeah, but they do.
Yeah, they do. No, they really
and
do.
Like, you see how, like, in the nerd culture, this guy was super popular, and now he's nothing because he lost every chance he can get to break his own records.
Yeah,
even ones that were probably legit.
He's banished forever from Twin Galaxies.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I just can't imagine. Like, he probably spent so much time on those games. Like,
yeah, but how long has he been holding them? Like, I mean, he made his money. Like, he's made more than enough money.
He made money off of that movie. They'll probably make another movie.
Yeah.
About the fall of the King of Kong or whatever.
The allegations.
The fall of King
Kong. Well, my question is do they give it to the second place person?
He looks like an adult-sized Peter Dinklage.
That's what I'm saying.
It looks exactly the same.
Maybe that's who they took
I get it now. That's why you brought him up.
Yeah. That's why when I saw it, I was like, oh, dude, they look exactly the same.
No, they'd probably just give it back because he originally beat the other guy's score fair and square.
Well, do we know, though? Like, I'm how do we know how many people are doing emulators compared to...
Well, now, like I said, most people are probably using the emulator just to get practice. And go to the console or the box or whatever.
Arcade.
Do they have arcades anymore?
The Circle of Elders.
Yeah. Do they even have arcades anymore?
Yeah, there's still arcades. Yeah. They don't have games like this, though.
That'd be amazing.
Well, they do, because they have all these arcade bars now.
Yeah, because like the Cobra.
Right,
and 1UP.
Cobra, 1UP, like, there's what? What's the other one?
I know there's another one around here, too.
The Grid,
that's
it.
Yeah. Yeah, they have all those over. And you still even have to use the coins to actually fucking play them. They have their own stamps on them and everything. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be all for
At
that.
At Cobra, they just had, like, a quarter machine.
Yeah. No, they actually switched them now.
Did they switch it? Now they have tokens?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it's because of that the nostalgia popularity portion of it, where you actually have to go there. And
people probably love it, just and they'll even like collect the token.
Oh, probably. Place. I can't tell you how often our mom would go somewhere and be like, why do I have Chuck E. Cheese tokens? You guys usually spend these so quick, and it would be like, I don't know why you have them either.
Probably because you were sick of sitting around. Yeah. And you're like, we're leaving now. But mom, I still have tokens left. I don't give a shit.
Next time. You can play next time.
That's not an option. I'm telling you right now, we're fucking leaving. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know, man. Like, that guy, he just looks like such a...
He looks like a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
With his American flag tie and his American flag pocket square. Fucking square.
All right. Well, I guess, Chester, we're going to see the King of Kong next week.
Yeah, are you going to spend all your week? I got to hit this record now.
I'm going to spend 1 week practicing.
Yeah.
And set a new record.
On my emulator.
Right? My PlayStation Arcade or Xbox Arcade, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, dude, those PlayStation ones? Not for you. Not for me.
No?
I got the Mega Man Legacy Collection. I was like, oh, man, I'll play all the old Mega Man games that I love to play on the Nintendo. Fuck that. Oh, it is so damn hard. I must have been one of the most patient kids when I was growing up.
Right? Back then, I guess maybe we were just used to failure or something. Like, games didn't spoon-feed us the wins like they do now.
Like, I was going through the first level. I was like, God damn, this shit is fucking hard.
Like, right?
I guess it is what it is.
I remember on Mega Man, maybe, I don't remember which one, but there was some cheat where if the second person had a controller, they could hold down a certain, like, direction and button. Which would make it so Mega Man could not die by falling down pits.
Oh, really?
So you could, like...
So you just come back on the dog?
No, like, if you fell down, you could just jump back out. And I would play with my friend all the time, and he knew all the cheats. So he's like, yeah, just hold down these buttons and while I play, and, like, fucking just whooped ass in these games. He had Nintendo Power or something, and he had all the cheats. He knew how to do everything. It was before internet was a thing. Somehow he knew all these cheats.
This is when he used to have to write stuff down, like maps and dungeons and all that stuff.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You remember like when they would come out with, like, you'd beat a certain level in Mega Man, and you had to have that grid filled out? Like, oh, this is how you get to this boss. Yeah. Yeah, I remember having those written down.
Well, I remember, what was it, in the back of all the owner's manuals, I guess, they would give you like 14 pages of notes where you could write them down where you were like, oh yeah, that's how you go through this level. You got a whole map written right here for you because you drew it out.
Oh, I'm so bad at controlling the audio in this. I'm playing this out, gentlemen.
Alrighty.
Fuck Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
And fuck GameStop. GameStop can eat a dick. I forgot to say it earlier.
Oh, well, since you're telling people to fuck off, I guess I can't. You need to tell people good things about us and tell them that you need to donate to the cause.
That's right. Go to nofunshow.com and either go to our Amazon link and buy stuff or click on the donate button and just give us money.
Yeah.
We've been entertaining you fuckers for almost 5 years right now. And you have given us nothing in return.
Nothing. Not even your buddy from the UK?
He offered to donate, but he also was planning on coming to visit the States.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And so I was like, keep your money and come hang out with us.
That'd actually be way better.
So, yeah. Agreed.
I mean,
that's a better use of money.
Yeah. And I mean, you could show them all, I don't know, cars on fire and shit out here in Arizona. So.
The desert. Right? This is what the desert looks like.
This is what heat stroke feels like.
Enjoy. Take this back with you. All right. All right, guys.
Yeah. Other than that, we're on Facebook, The No Fun Show, Twitter, The No Fun Show. All the things. You can find us if you want to.
You should. That's the best part. You should definitely find these.
Yeah, interact with us. I love interacting with listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you play games. I'll totally play games with people. Yeah. If you ever want to play any games, you know, like, Like I say, I play Terror and all the other shit right now, so just drop a line.
Yeah, I'm flushing money down the drain with my Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus accounts.
Yeah, I feel you there.
I don't even touch the Xbox, honestly.
Well, you did when you played...
Ever since you just switched over, yeah?
Yeah, I play a little bit of Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, that's the only thing I play on there.
It's fucking terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
It's still bad?
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. I thought they did a huge update.
They did a 9-gig update, but nothing changed.
Yeah, everything... The water still looks really nice. That's about it.
My roommate and I...
Very
like,
beautiful game.
One of my roommates loves it.
Really?
Fucking loves it.
Really?
And it was like... He's like, let's go home and play. And I was like, all right, because we were at the bar. I'm like, cool, man, we'll go home. He's like, I got to talk to my wife first. So his wife lives in Thailand, so whole thing. So he comes home and talks to his wife, and my other roommate and I start playing because we're expecting him to get on.
He doesn't get on.
He talks to his wife and then passes out. And Sean and I played for like an hour and a half, and we had this quest where we were supposed to go kill this skeleton captain. Couldn't find him. We're running around this island forever. Couldn't find him. I look it up finally after like an hour. Find out that that particular island is bugged.
Oh.
And the skeleton captain never shows up. And we're both just like, fuck this. Fuck this game. We're never playing this again. Fuck Josh, that fucking asshole, who eventually woke up and then went back to the bar. Didn't even say anything to us. Like, what the fuck, man?
Like, perfect. This is what it's all about.
Right? Sea of lame lies. Ass fucking games.
That's what it is. Sea, the of, sea lies. Of lies. Fucking liars.
Seriously. All right. I'm playing this out for real this time.
All right.
Thanks for having me on, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, like I'm still enjoying this bad beer over here, you fucking dick.
You're still... Oh, my God. Oh, you man. Just gotta rip the Band-Aid
Look,
off,
Look, I'm almost there. Ugh. At the bottom.
Meanwhile, I've gone through so many beers.
Yeah. You enjoyed that peach Ugh, one.
God, it was disgusting. All right. Well, thanks for coming, guys. See you next week.
See you later.
Peace.